recent nuclear accident in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, alerts the public there will be more and more such occurrences, since the incidence of accidents will always increase with the number of plants in operation over a period of time, stupidity and negligence remaining constants. Now, the difference between nuclear and other disasters is not just that the initial or directly sequential casualties can be vastly higher, running into the hundreds of thousands. Much more crucial is the issue of long-range cumulative damage to the human genetic pool. And responsible biologists bluntly warn it's dirty enough already. This is something none of the apologists for nuclear power want to talk about or hear about. I recollect 2 years ago in Newcastle on Tyne, I was on a panel with a Dr. Pike, who called himself a scientist. And he was defending, in fact, extolling the expansion of nuclear installation. Responsible politicians know what they are doing. Nuclear power plants in England have a splendid safety record. It's a local issue. And I said to him, well, Dr. Pike, as a scientist yourself, you are doubtless acquainted with